zero.
Yeah. Okay. So doing like this. So it says. It says like this. Omer Avavo. It's like the sixth line on the other base of an alpha. Omer Avavo. Ore Miklat lo nasnu l'kvura. Lo nitnu l'kvura. We're not given to be for burial. Okay, it was given to the Levium. Okay, it was given to the Levium. And it was not given for burial. It was given for them. Why? The pasuk says, "V'chsev u'migushayim." You right before the two dots. Migushayim you levahem tamal or chusham al chachayasam. They're like fields or whatever are given for the animals and for their property and for all their livelihood. Lachayim netnu for the lekvura. So the chachayasam, chayasam is like for their living needs, not for their dying needs, for their burial, for the kvura. Okay, so it says, "Well, you're on lachan l'shavas." Megushayim, right? The cities are for them to live in. Megushayim, and the their open space. You live ahemtam l'chushim l'chol chayasam for all their chayas. So it's all their needs, but it's their l'chayim. It's not l'kvura. Right? That's what he's saying. So it's not given for kvura. So you're not allowed to bury. So these cities are the cities that are given to the Levim, but you can't bury them inside the cities. Okay, so the Gemara asks, "Meisve, Kasha from a Brisa, Shama." Right, this is our mission actually. Shama, Sham tehedi raso, Sham teh misaso, Sham teh grosso. Then the Gol Adam, I'm sorry, when the Rotzeach Beshkaga runs to Ari Miklat, he can't leave because the limit was there. Shama, Sham teh misaso, Sham teh grosso, Sham teh. Right, so you see, Kura, he's buried there. So the Gemara answers what Avi's saying is Rotzeach Shiny. The Gully Beirachman. Then no, it's not Akasha. Because the Pasuk says, Shama. So it teaches you that the Rotzeach lives there. Right? The Rotzeach is buried there. So the Lima, the Gemara was saying is that the Kohan and Levium was given to Levium for their livelihood, not for, you know, not for their Kvura. But it's not talking about for the Ari Miklat. Ari Miklat is a totally separate thing. So it's double function, these cities. These cities function for Ari Miklat, and they also function for the Levium. So it's not so it's an Akasha. Shani Rotzeach, the Gali Beikra. So the problem you're left with is Pashim. What was the Gemara's Kasha? Right? I was like, are you thinking of it in a second? What's the, of course? Right? Right? So the question is, what's the Avmina? So of course, it's Pashim. There's not a stira there. They're talking about the different parties. Right? So the Ritva says, Rotzeach Shani, the Gali Beirachmana. He says, Pirish. Uman de ka'arila, and the one who asked it. It's a lashon that comes up. You should be familiar with that. Uman de ka'arila, the one who asks it.
De ka'ari?
De kuf aleph reish yod. The Gemara sometimes says, de ka'arila, my ka'arila. Mm-hmm. The one who asked it, what was he thinking? It means like, what's the havmina? I don't know what the root is, ka'ari. No, but the one who asked it, he held, de kivan de rotzeach, shehu ger nikvar sham. The rotzeach is a stranger. He's buried there. Kol shekein ha'ezrachim shel Hashem. Certainly the people who are actually dwellers there. Alright, so Rosh Gemara thought that if you tell me the Gol Adah, the Rotzeach is buried there, he's a foreigner in that land, and he's buried there. So Kol shekein, you say the Levium should be buried there. Right? And yet you see, right? So we have a problem. On the one hand, you tell me the Levium can't be buried there, and then you tell me even the Gol Adah, even the Rotzeach could be buried there, a foreigner. So Kol Shekein, the guy who the people who mamish are the dwellers of the city. And then the Gemara answer is no. It's different. It's different. It's a separate Gzeiros HaKasev, which only applies to the Gol Adam, to Rotzeach. It doesn't apply to the Levium. So the question is, what's the Havinos Maskana? Right? Normally, you get buried on your land. You have land, and you buy, either you own land, and you're buried in your backyard, or you're buried in the place that you have, or wherever, your city, the Shevet Dan may have a burial plot, or whatever it is. I mean, that's their land. The land is given to Shevet Dan to do what they want with it. So however they work it out, and that's normally the way it works. It's your land, and you're buried in your land. You can't bury it in someone else's someone to buy it. Avram Avinu bought land from Ephron, whatever. I mean, you could buy lands, or whatever, but presumably you're buried in your achuza, where you have forefathers, or your fathers, right, as I say, buried with your fathers. So you normally buried with your fathers, presumably, I guess, on your land. What it's saying is the Levium can't do that. The cities are given to Levium only for them to live in, not for them to be buried in. So the Gemara thought, so then certainly a foreigner won't be able to be buried there. And yet you see a foreigner is able to be buried there. Oh, if a foreigner is able to be buried there, Kol Shekein, the Levim should be able to be buried there. So my answer is no. A foreigner is a separate thing because there's a custom by the Rotzeach. Right? But the question is, what's the Hamin, what's the Maskana? Obviously, Gemara is asking this as a contradiction. On the one hand, the revoke comes along. The revoke comes along with the halacha and says a simple halacha. Yeah. That Ari Mikla is not Nitan for Kvura. It's not given for burial. Because the Pasuk says that it's L'chaim. L'chaim L'lemisa. That's what he says. Right? These cities are given to Levium for Chaim and not for Kvura. That's revoke. Now the Gemara has Kasha revoke. How could you possibly say that? What's wrong with you? Don't you know that the Levi, that the Rotzeach is buried there? You know what I'm saying is, what's the Kasha? The Gemara is talking about Levium. He's not talking about the Rotzeach. Right? That's what kind of Kasha is that? And that's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is, no, we're talking to different people. So I'm saying, so what was the Kasha? That's not a Kasha. Why is it a Kasha? You tell me the Rotzeach is, the fact that you tell me the Rotzeach is buried there, doesn't have anything to do with the Levium. So the Ritva knows about that problem. The Ritva says, no. Because if you're telling me that the Levium can't be buried there, they're the ones who Amish is their city. So the Kol Shekein, a stranger can't be buried there. And if you tell me a stranger could be buried there, then certainly they should be able to be buried there. Now I'm just asking, so what kind of Kalvachal, what's the Kol Shekein? What's the way he's looking at it such that you'd say that Kol Shekein? Must be there's a certain way of thinking that you can't differentiate between the Rotzeach and the Levium in that regard. It doesn't make any sense to say that the Rotzeach is buried there with the Levium or not. So the problem is why is it a Kasha? Like you could say all kinds of things. You could say right. Maybe they're the same, but the one is asking a Kasha. It's a Stira. How could you possibly say Levium is the Ari Mikla Lonin Lukvura, it's not given for burial, but you see the Rotzeach could be buried there. Right? So you see the Rotzeach buried there, certainly Levium. So what's the Kasha? Look, they're different people. They're different. Who said they're the same? So what's it a Havmina's kind of about? Before we give a Svara, what are we thinking about? Sometimes you have to ask, like, what's the question of revolve around? What is it? The Havmina defined X a certain way, and Maskana defined X a different way. What's the X that we're what we're talking about? You know what I mean? I think first you have to identify what it is that we're talking about, and then we'll give Svaras. But what is it? It must be they have a different view of something. Okay, you have to identify what is it a question about. Now let's read the Gemara and let's see what does it sound from the Gemara like it's a question about. So it says Amar Rav Avohu, Ari Miklat lo nitnu l'kvura. Ari Miklat is not given for kvura. Dechsev v'migur shem the pasuk says l'chayim nitnu v'lo l'kvura. It's given for life, not for burial. Okay, that's what Rav Avohu is learning. It's not given. Okay, then it says it's given to the Levium. This it says it's l'chayim nitnu v'lo l'kvura. Kasha, Meisve, Shama, Shamte Misasa, Shanazira, Shanazikurasa, you see he's buried there. It's a Kasha. Right? So it's a Kasha between Ravo's statement that it's not given for Kvura and the Pasuk which says the Rodham is buried there. The Gemara answers, no, Rotzeach is different. Rotzeach is different. So what is the subject matter of the Sugya? Okay? Now, so presumably, you could say it's a question about Levium and Rotzeach v'Shkagas, but like, what's this sugya about? In general, you want to kind of localize the question. What's it about? What's the sugya about? Let me just say one thing, just as a direction here. The Gemara Rav Avohu is making a statement. There's a statement of Rav Avohu. The land is not given for burial. Okay. Right?
It's
not given for burial, and he has this limud. It must be that there's two ways of understanding that statement. Rav Avohu is making a statement. The Gemara is interpreting Rav Avohu, the logic behind the Rav Avohu statement in a certain way, and within that way of interpreting it, it has a kasha. You're telling me lo nitnu l'kvura, but you see that the goal of the Rotzeach is buried there. Kasha. The Gemara says, no. There's a different way to interpret Rav Avohu's statement in a way that there's no that you can't ask. They're two different people. There's the goal of the Rotzeach is one thing, and the Levium are a different thing. So what I'm saying is, it must be that. That Rav Avohu, how is the Gemara trying to grapple with Rav Avohu's statement? He's making a statement. That's what the sugya is about, Rav Avohu's halacha. And the way the Gemara first interpreted Rav Avohu's halacha, there's a kasha. You can't differentiate. Then Kol Shekein. If you tell me the Levium can't be buried, they're certainly not the stranger. The answer is no, you're misunderstanding. This is different way to understand Rava's halacha, and this other way of understanding Rava's halacha, then there is room to differentiate. You know what I mean? So then the burden for us would be then to try to explain what was the way of the Gemara initially interpreted Rav Avahu, such that you couldn't differentiate between the two. If anything, it would be a kol shekin the other way. And what's the new way of interpreting this halacha, such that there's room to differentiate? This is much more. This way, I'm kind of guiding by the sugya. It's not, you know, it's defining the subject matter. See, is this very halacha of Rav Avahu? The Gemara is trying to analyze, attack, figure out what Rav Avahu is saying. You know what I mean? Now our question is directed. How did the Gemara understand Rav Avahu's halacha that Ari Mikla does not give him for kvura, such that it held that you could not differentiate? If you tell me that the Levium can't be buried there, certainly the Rosh shouldn't be able to be buried there. Rav is deriving it from a pasuk, right? Rav is deriving a pasuk because it says, "Migashem yularim lechol chayasam lechayim nitnu v'lo lekvura." It's given for chayim, not for kvura. Right? So what's Rav Avahu's svara according to the Hamina? Such that the Gemara says, oh, then what about the Sefer Chicago? You know, is he able to be right there? And the thing, something like what Jake is saying is that it's saying the nature of the Ari Mikla is L'chaim Nenu V'lo L'kvura. They're special cities. They're not for dead people. They're not for corpses. They're cities which are unique, distinguished, kadosh, whatever you want to call it. But the cities themselves are for life. They're cities of life, not cities of death. That's the nature of the city. Other cities in Eretz Yisrael are living. You know, you live there, you die there, you're buried there. These cities are special. L'chaim Nenu. They're not cities which are there for death, for corpses. They're not cities of corpses. They're cities of life. If you can, then what Yaakov said is good. If you can't even bury the Levium there, these are like the Kadosh people. These are the, right? You can't even bury them there. This is their land. And you're saying is, look, I know it's your land, but you got to be buried outside. Then certainly you're not going to bury the Rotzeach who's a ger. He's not his land. He's just coming here for a need. If the land doesn't tolerate death and corpses, even of the Levium, who is their land, certainly we're not going to say, oh, well, the foreigner will bury you in here. What do you mean? We don't even bury our home players here. We're not going to bury your foreigner here.
It could also not be like a Kurdish thing. It could just be they're like natives in yours.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this land is not for corpses, even for the natives' corpses. We're not going to bury our foreigners' corpses here. That's not this. This land doesn't have this.
Yeah.
Right? So, if anything, you could have argued, look, we'll bury our own. The natives will bury here. We're not going to bury corpses as foreigners. But it's saying is, even the natives we can't bury here. Now we have a kasha. Because you see the Rotzeach you bury there. So apparently this land is okay for burial. If it weren't, then how could you possibly bury the Rotzeach there? So you have a kasha. You're telling me on the one hand the land is not for death, it's not for burial. But now you see even the stranger you're burying there. So apparently it is for burial. So you have a kasha, right? That's the kasha, right?
Yeah.
So the Gemara has an answer. No, it's different. The Rotzeach, you can bury there.
Why do they go to the outskirts?
What? So
then why do they go to the outskirts?
Oh, the Levium? Yeah. Oh, because the land is not for burial, so you got to bury them somewhere else. So I think you got
to.
Well, you can't go to someone else's land. Otherwise, someone else's land is owned by them. They'll sell it to you if they want or whatever. So yeah, so you can basically get it, wherever. Because the point is, the Levium don't really get a chelik in the land.
Okay.
Levium's like, and they've got a place to live, but its thing is, like, they're Hashemu Nachalasa. Like, everyone else gets a Nachala, they don't get a Nachala, they work in the Mikdash.
And then we're saying no in Maskana, but the Rotzeach gets a bit buried there.
Well, so that's what you have to understand. So the Kamash Malah, no. The Levium can't be buried there,
right.
But the Rotzeach could be buried there. So it must be it has a different way of looking at this halacha of not burying the Levium there, such that the Rotzeach could be, the Levium can't be. Hamina was saying the halacha of Rav Avahu. The Chaim in the Vlodakvura was saying this land is a land of life. It's not a land of death. The Chaim in the Vlodakvura. In which case, there are reasons. If it's not even a land of death for the people whose land it is, they can't even be buried there. Certainly, the land isn't going to allow our foreigners to be buried here. Right? Maskana must not be looking at it that way. Because you see, it's allowing you to bury the foreigner there, and it's not allowing you to bury the native there. So it must not be looking at it like this land is a land of life. not a land of death. It must be looking at it a different halacha. How do you understand the Rav Ho's halacha such that it only applies to Levim, but does not apply to the Otzeach Hoshkaga? The thing I'm saying is that the Maskana is saying is it's not a din of the land isn't for burial. The land can have burial. It's just saying is what this land was given to Levim for what? It's not their land. They don't own the land. They don't get a land. But where they're supposed to live. So the Torah gave them a place to live. It says, these cities, you get to live in these cities. What do you get to do in these cities? Do we get to store our stuff? Do we get to keep our animals here? You get to do all your stuff. Your living stuff, not your dead stuff. These cities are given to you for a certain purpose. They're given to you and you have rights in them to do your living stuff. And so far as you're living, you're teaching Klal Yisrael, your lives are centered around being the workers, teaching Klal Yisrael, whatever it is, doing Avodah. Your lives, you could do all your needs of your life here. These cities were not given to you insofar as your death. You want to be buried? Bury yourself somewhere else. These cities were not given. It's teaching you a halacha about the gift of these cities. It's a limited gift. It's a limited usage. When Torah gave the Levim these cities, it gave it to them in a limited capacity. But now when it comes to the Rotzeach, now you have a totally different question. The Rotzeach lives here. Now let me ask you, is Rotzeach allowed to go free? No, he's not allowed to go free. Is he allowed to go free when he dies? No. Shamtehe is also, Shamtehe is also. He's there forever. His body's there. When he goes in there, he knows he's there forever. That's a totally separate halacha. It has nothing at all to do with what the Torah gave the cities for the Levium. The Torah gave the cities for the Levium to live there and do their stuff. Torah also made these cities totally separate thing, is that it functions vis-a-vis Galus. And vis-a-vis Galus, the proper function of Galus is that the Rotzeach is there forever. Alive and dead. That's the very halacha of the Rotzeach. So, the Riv you learn in the Havimina that this halacha of Ravo is the cities don't tolerate corpses. These aren't cities for corpses. Then it doesn't make sense to differentiate. If anything, if it doesn't tolerate the natives, it's certainly not going to tolerate foreigners. But a Kamash Malan has nothing to do with it. It's not telling you the city is not for Mekvura. The city can't tolerate corpses. It's telling you halacha about what was the nature of the gift to the Levium. When the Hashem gave the cities to the Levium, what vis-a-vis what? Only for their living needs, not for their death needs. If that's the case, it has nothing to do with the Rotzeach Hoshkaga. Rotzeach Hoshkaga is a totally different thing. Now, when Torah said the halacha of Rotzeach Hoshkaga, what's he supposed to do there? Oh, he's supposed to live there and lie there. Okay, fine. So there's no contradiction. They're two different parties. All right, the Havimina is looking at it almost like it's like the Kedusha of the land. Like, this land is special, and we don't put corpses in a special land. It would be like you don't take a great land and start putting corpses in it. It's not proper. Maybe we'd put special corpses there. Like, let's say you had a holy land or whatever. Maybe you'd say, listen, we're not going to just bury people there. It's not for corpses. Will we bury a president there? Well, maybe we'll bury a president there. That's different. But we're not going to bury just a plain person there. So maybe we'd bury the Levium there. They're Kadosh people. They're the ones who is their land. Maybe we'd bury them there. But we don't even bury them there. It's not for corpses. It's for life. It's a land for living. It's a special land designated for living. Don't fill it up with corpses. Well, then certainly we're not going to put corpses of strangers here. The land doesn't tolerate it. He needs it for his kapara, for galus, for... I don't care. The land doesn't allow for it. If you understood the halacha that the land doesn't tolerate corpses, it's a land of living. It's not a land of death. So then it doesn't make sense. I don't care why you want to bury the Rotzeach Hoshkaga. There, the land doesn't allow for it. Kamash Malan has nothing to do with it. The land could have corpses. Who cares? Let the land have corpses all it wants. The question is, what purpose was this given to the Levium for? The Levium were given this because they have a need to live somewhere, not because they have a need to be buried somewhere. They have a need to be buried somewhere, fine. Torah didn't give them the lands for that purpose. Now, what about the Rotzeach? Rotzeach is a different question. Rotzeach, what's his need? His need is kapara. Well, what's the kapara? Is the kapara the man that he's there only when he's living or even when he's dead? Oh, even when he's dead. Okay, fine. So he's buried there when he's dead. Does the land allow for it? Yeah. They weren't saying that you misunderstood Ravo. That wasn't Ravo's idea. Ravo wasn't teaching you something about the land. Even though it sounds that way, it says, L'chayim v'lo l'kvura. Yeah, but there's two parts of the pasuk. One part of the limud of the pasuk is, it says, Migashem yilu v'hemtam l'chushim l'chachayasam, l'chayim nitnu v'lo l'kvura. You could say the essence is, chayim, these cities are for chayim, not for kvura. Maskana is saying, no, it's not these cities. The Chaim Nitnu to the Levium. That's what it's teaching you. It's not just teaching you about the cities. It's teaching you about the nature of the gift to the Levium. Right?
Yeah.
Right. The Hamina was looking at it, it's not a problem in the Levium's rights. It's a problem that the cities don't allow for it. Maskana is saying, no, it's not about the cities not allowing for it. It's about the rights of the Levium. If it's about the cities, they can't differentiate between the groups. If it's about the rights of the Levium, that has nothing to do with yourself. It's a totally different discussion. You can think it over. Think it over, because it's a good example of methodology of how, you know, kind of we kind of took it step by step and how to figure out what's going on in the Gemara, you know? Okay, next week is an interesting question. Oh, next week is a question if the boundary, there's like this main city and then there's like the outskirts. Do the outskirts provide protection? What's the difference between, is it only mainland or is it even the outskirts? That's like, you know, get into that. Like, what's the status of the outskirts vis-a-vis, you know what I mean?
What are the parameters?
Uh-huh. And then the question would be, what happens if he leaves Ari Miklat? Could you kill him? Who could kill him? Could he be killed? And the, you know.